Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, then windy, colder, falling temperatures, upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. The man convicted of poisoning Auburn University's landmark oak trees has increased his restitution payments. Records say Harvey Updike has paid more than $3,000 in court-ordered payments since an October hearing. That's nearly half as much as Updike had paid previously since pleading guilty in 2013 to poisoning the oaks at Toomer's Corner. The increased payments came as a Lee County judge considered whether to have Updike jailed for failing to pay about $800,000 in restitution. Laura Casey, a Democratic candidate for the Public Service Commission, has filed a lawsuit against the PSC for allegedly violating the Open Meetings Act. She was one of three people ejected from a hearing last month for recording the meeting. Judge John Garner told audience members during the hearing that they couldn't record because it was a legal proceeding. And those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
From the moment her granddad put her face on the package, Little Debbie's been the sweetheart of American Snackage. And so when you're out shopping with a family to please, grab some Little Debbie treats for spontaneous parties. Oh, and breakfast and lunches, they make great road trip food. Grab all your favorite varieties for any time you're in the mood. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Senate is considering a House-passed bill imposing criminal penalties for violating the Do Not Call list.
The impeachment inquiry will continue this week with a vote by the entire House of Representatives.
The videographer who broke NFL rules by filming the Bengals sideline in Cleveland last week has now been suspended by the New England Patriots.
China is delaying tariffs on U.S. auto imports after Washington put off tariffs set to begin Sunday.
It means a lot of business, a tremendous amount of business.
A man's been arrested on weapons charges in connection to the killings at a Jewish grocery in Jersey City.
Over the weekend at the box office, Frozen 2 was finally kicked out of first place.
Welcome to Jumanji!
By Jumanji 2, the next level, bringing in just over $60 million.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge. Dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Stock market is up 173 points. It is 71 degrees outside.
Yes.
Tomorrow when we're coming in, it's going to be 58 degrees when we start the show. Man, you got a storm coming through, a front coming through. So how was your weekend, big guy?
It was good. It was good. Some family stuff, and then relax some. Got
nobody
some shopping
hurt.
Done. Yeah.
I like that.
I gave an unexpected early Christmas gift to a certain someone. It went well.
Good.
Yeah.
Did it pay off for dividends?
No, not like that. Not like that.
Darn
it.
That. Best laid plans?
Yeah, that came out the wrong way. No, it wasn't for a romantic interest.
Okay. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice, which has been quite successful for several people. Yeah, one time, I mean, last Friday we had like five first-time callers.
Yeah, and they get double entry.
I know. That worked for them, didn't it? Big time. Okay, the Evangel Church still has 25 boxes of oranges left. 25. So lucky you that they still have some, and go by and see him. Jack Temple's there. Tell me you're a Dan Marsh Show listener, and thank him for the work he does in church and in the community. He's a great guy, good friend to this show, by the way. Yeah, this is a weekend, man, talking about some news.
Yeah, the Comey interview, I have to tip my hat to Chris Wallace. I didn't want to, but I think Chris did a good job with that interview, and played some of that earlier today. One thing we didn't touch, but she had a heck of a show, Dan, was Maria Bartiromo.
I'm going to tell you what, Fox tore it up yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, top to bottom. With, I've got Maria with Ratliff, McCasey, Papadopoulos, a whole bunch of folks there. You don't have the McCasey stuff yet. It will be sent to you soon. So, Comey was on with Chris Wallace.
Hmm.
You know what? I have come to the conclusion that Comey is delusional. He is living in an alternate universe.
Yes.
He is creating his own reality. I mean, I had to go back and actually run the tape back several times to go, did he really say that?
Right.
So let's start out with Comey and talking about, the report, and that he's been vindicated. Just been vindicated and took a victory lap.
You have been taking something of a victory lap since the IG report was released earlier this week. The question is whether or not it's justified. Here are you and the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, answering the same question.
Do you think this is vindication?
It is. I mean, the FBI's had to wait 2 years while the president and his followers lied about the institution. Finally, the truth gets told.
Does your report vindicate Mr. Comey?
It doesn't vindicate anyone at the FBI who touched this, including the leadership.
The IG says you should feel no vindication.
Well, maybe it turns upon how we understand the word. What I mean is that the FBI was accused of treason, of illegal spying, of tapping Mr. Trump's wires illegally, of opening an investigation without justification, of being a criminal conspiracy to defeat and then unseat a president. All of that was nonsense. I think it's really important that the Inspector General looked at that and that the American people, your viewers and all viewers, understand that's true. But he also found things that we were never accused of, which is real sloppiness. And that's concerning, as I've said all along, has to be focused on. If I were director, I'd be very concerned about it and diving into it.
Okay. Well, he does this. He tells you that he found no crimes. He found nothing illegal. Well, he wasn't looking for that. He didn't have the power. And he's going to say in the interview, everybody had us going to jail. Well, I'm sorry, break the news to you, former FBI director. He can't send you to jail. He's an administrative person looking over the administrative duties of the department.
And Comey didn't talk to the guy. He wouldn't be read back into a security clearance. So issues of FISA, Horowitz couldn't ask Comey about.
It's crazy. I'm telling you, this guy is complete delusional. He is trying to deflect this. He can hear the footsteps are coming. Okay. You're going to be surprised at this one. Comey actually takes the responsibility, or does he?
Well, sloppiness may be a euphemism for what it is he found. One of his big concerns is the way the FBI handled the FISA applications and the warrants that allowed you to surveil Carter Page, who was a former foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign. Again, here is what you said about the FISA process and what the Inspector General Horowitz said this week. Take a look.
Total confidence that the FISA process was followed and that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
17 significant errors in the FISA process, and you say that it was handled in a thoughtful and appropriate way.
Yeah, he's right. I was wrong. I was overconfident in the procedures that the FBI and Justice had built over 20 years. I thought they were robust enough. It's incredibly hard to get a FISA. I was overconfident in those because he's right. There was real sloppiness. 17 things that either should have been in the applications or at least discussed and characterized differently. It was not acceptable. And so he's right. I was wrong.
But you make it sound like you're a bystander, an eyewitness. You were the director of the FBI while a lot of this was going on, sir.
Sure. I'm responsible. responsible for that. That's why I'm telling you, I was wrong. I was overconfident as director in our procedures. And it's important that a leader be accountable and transparent. If I were still director, I'd be saying exactly the same thing that Chris Wray is saying, which is we are going to get to the bottom of this. Because the most important question is it systemic? Are there problems in other cases?
Yes. The answer is big time yes.
Yes.
He is so full of assembly when he goes, seven layers removed. Okay, so you have a director, you have deputy director, you have deputies to the director, that's a tier of about nine people underneath that. That's three levels there. So then you to go down to seven, you have to go down three within all of those. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, this guy is absolutely delusional.
But he's still ready to defend the Steele dossier. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's incredible. And he just makes crap or something else, says another word here. Okay, now, Comey on what Fox said was false. Listen to this.
Is, I've left for last, the worst misconduct. In August of 2016, just 2 weeks into the investigation, the CIA tells the FBI that it actually has a relationship with Carter Page, that when he has these meetings with the Russians, he actually goes back and he tells the CIA about it. But you never tell the FISA court that. And in fact, in 2017, an FBI lawyer doctors a document. The CIA said, oh, Carter Page, he's a source. And he puts in the application, he's not a source.
Yeah, I got to take issue with one of the, I'll answer the question, but one of the predications of your question, the Inspector General did not find misconduct by any FBI people. He found mistakes and negligent and oversight.
No, that's not true. In the case of Kevin Kleinsmith, he has referred it for a criminal investigation.
Right, but that's not been resolved. This business with the lawyer changing some email to a partner on the team.
I mean, you make it sound like it's not much.
It's very important.
A source to not a source is a big deal.
Remember how we got here. The FBI was accused of criminal misconduct. Remember, I was going to jail, and lots of other people were going to jail. People on this network said it over and over and over again. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by FBI personnel, did not find political bias, did not find illegal conduct. Inspector General found significant mistakes, and that is not something to sneeze at. That's really important. But the American people, especially your viewers, need to realize they were given false information about the FBI. It's honest, it is not political, it is flawed.
Would you agree that the FISA court was also given false information by the FBI?
I think that's fair. The FBI should have included, or at least pushed to the lawyers so they could make a decision, information that you just said, things like that, that the another agency had not a source relationship, but some kind of contact relationship.
Okay. That is amazing. The IG cannot arrest anybody. And he just said they had me going to jail, had other people going to jail. Well, he didn't know yet. He does not know yet. He didn't know until the Durham report comes out. Now, if he says the same thing in the Durham report, and this guy, I think they're going to charge him, and I think he probably is going to go to jail.
And wasn't he already referred in an earlier referral by Horowitz for misconduct? Yeah. Comey himself,
yeah, Comey
for
was.
Leaking, yeah,
yeah.
And he's saying it was an unclassified conversation with the president. Oh, right.
This guy, I'm telling you, it's like, I don't know what he's drinking or smoking, but it is like he is delusional. And we go to a break. We had a lot more. Damn, our show is going to be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, so we're picking back up on three. Pfizer app and the role of the Steele dossier. Guys, this is long. But boy, is it telling.
One of the central issues is the role that the Steele dossier played, which was Oppo Research, paid for by the Democrats, what role it played in getting the FISA warrants to surveil Page. Again, here's your version, and again, here's the Inspector General.
My recollection was it was part of a broader mosaic of facts that were laid before the FISA judge to obtain a FISA warrant.
And we concluded that the Steele reporting played a central and essential role in the decision to seek a FISA order.
Horowitz says it wasn't part, as you told Brett Baer, it wasn't part of a broader mosaic. He said it played an essential role in establishing probable cause. In fact, he says, if it hadn't been for the Steele dossier, the FBI probably wouldn't have even submitted a FISA application that had been reviewed in April of 2016, or August, rather, of 2016. They decided not to do it. They get the Steele dossier. They do it. It wasn't part of a broader mosaic. That's what you said, sir.
Listen
to
this.
I'm not sure he and I are saying different things.
Yeah, you are.
What the report says is that the FBI thought it was a close call until they got the Steele report, put that additional information in, and that tipped it over to be probable cause. It's a long FISA application that includes Steele material and lots of other material. I don't think we're saying different things.
Well, I think you are, sir.
Man.
He's saying, you're saying it's part of a broader mosaic. It's just one element. He's saying it was the tipping point. It's what brought it over. That doesn't make it part of a broader mosaic. It makes it the centerpiece of the whole FISA application and the ability to surveil Carter Page.
Yeah, I don't understand him to be saying that. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, you are.
I got his quote here. He says, we concluded the Steele reporting played a central role in the decision to seek a FISA warrant, that it pushed the FISA proposal over the line in terms of establishing probable cause. I mean, yes. He says what he says. Words mean something.
Yeah, and I agree with his characterization. I'm just confused. I don't see the disconnect between the two of us, and I'm sorry that I'm missing it.
Well, you don't see a difference between it's part of a broader mosaic, and it played an essential role in establishing probable cause?
It was one of a bunch of different facts that were assembled to apply to the court. It was the one that convinced the lawyers that they had enough now with that added to the pile to go forward.
I guess the question is, it seemed that you were minimizing the role of the Steele dossier, and he's saying it's a lot more important than you let on.
Okay, if I was, then I'm sorry that I did that, but I meant it was one part of the presentation to the court. It was not a huge part of the presentation to the court, but it was the fact, according to his report, that convinced the lawyers to go forward.
This guy is either inept, delusional, or lying. Could it be all three?
Yeah. Wow.
Are mushrooms real prevalent in Washington, D.C.?
I have no clue. If anything, they'd help James Comey connect the truth and connect some of the dots here. This is absurd.
This is incredible. Ah, what a tangled web we weave when we start kind of making stuff up, El Toro poo-poo.
Then there's the issue of how reliable the Steele dossier, in fact, was. On January 6, 2017, in the Trump Tower, you brief Donald Trump, president-elect, about the Steele dossier. That same month, the FBI talks to Steele's main Russian contact, the main person on whom he based the dossier, who says, according to the IG report, quote, Steele misstated or exaggerated the primary subsources' statements in multiple sections of the reporting. Director Comey, not only do you fail to go back to the president-elect or president after January 20th and tell him, oh, you know that report I briefed you on? Turns out it's bunk. But the FBI goes back and renews its FISA application three more times. And by this point, the FBI knows that the Steele reporting is not credible.
Yeah, I think you're mischaracterizing both what the FBI knew and what Mr. Horowitz says in his report. They didn't conclude the reporting from Steele was bunk. They concluded there were significant questions about the reliability of some of the subsource reporting. That should have been included in the renewals. But when I briefed the president, I briefed him on a small part of it that I told him I didn't know whether it was true or not. I didn't care. I just needed him to know about it.
I think you're mischaracterizing. Steele isn't, Horowitz isn't saying that the subsource, the Russian contact, was unreliable or was inaccurate. The Russian contact said to the FBI, Steele is unreliable because he misrepresented. Steele misstated or exaggerated the source's statements in multiple sections of the report. He's saying, I told him one thing and he wrote something else. The FBI knew that.
Yeah, but that doesn't drive a conclusion that Steele's reporting is bunk. I mean, there's a number of tricky things. First, you're interviewing the subsource after all the reporting has become public. And so as a counterintelligence investigator, you have to think, is he walking away from it because it's now public? Well, but, and that has to go into your assessment of Mr. Steele.
If it had become public just barely, this is in January of 2017. This isn't 2 years later.
Right, this is when it blew up, when it was published by whatever the outfit is, BuzzFeed, was all over the news and had become a big deal. And so
did you know all of this?
All of what?
Everything that we're talking about here. Did you know that, in fact, the Steele report was the key for probable cause? Did you know that the FBI had talked to the Russian contact and he said what Steele said he had told him was not true? Did you know this? You're the FBI director.
First, again, the report will speak for itself. I don't believe the FBI concluded that Steele's reporting was bunk after talking to a subsource. But no, I didn't. As the director, you're not kept informed on the details of an investigation. So no, in general, I didn't know what they'd learned from the subsource. I didn't know the particulars of the investigation.
But this isn't some investigation, sir. This is an investigation of the campaign of the man who is the president of the United States. You've just been through a firestorm investigating Hillary Clinton. I would think if I were in your position, I would have been on that you know, like a junkyard dog. I would have wanted to know everything they were doing in investigating the Trump campaign.
Yeah, that's not the way it works, though. As a director sitting on top of an organization of 38,000 people, you can't run an investigation that's seven layers below you. You have to leave it to the career professionals to do, to the special agents who do this for their lives. And if a director tries to run an investigation, it'll get mucked up in all different kinds of ways, given his or her responsibilities and the impossibility of reaching the work that's being done at the lower level.
Okay.
My God.
So this is the guy who took the same dossier that he wasn't monitoring, and he briefed the President of the United States on it, and he didn't know anything about it?
And then immediately gets in the car, right, and writes up a 302 on that briefing?
And then goes to a New York field office and does a classified secure video conference with caused by a hurricane.
People of the investigation, he's now going, well, it was seven layers.
It's seven layers deep. Not three, not two. And deputy, and then the deputy to the director. That would be where Strzok's office was.
Wow.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And nobody got no arrest. No arrest here. This guy is really delusional. So he knew nothing about this. You can't sit 38,000 people. You can't get involved in all these investigations. You're investigating the damn President of the United States.
Oh, no, Dad. We're investigating just four individuals associated with the campaign. Then why didn't you tell the general public that, James?
There you go. And why didn't you tell the president that or president-elect that? Because he told him, remember, three times you were not being investigated.
Right.
Boy, that was a...
But let me just fill out this 302 on you.
News Channel 93.1. Dan Marr Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House Judiciary Committee has put out its report detailing the case against President Trump ahead of an impeachment vote expected Wednesday or Thursday.
On the other side, Republicans write, quote, the majority's actions are unprecedented, unjustifiable, and will only dilute the significance of the dire recourse that is impeachment. Of course, we're counting votes, and two Democrats from swing districts say they are a yes on articles of impeachment, Jason Crow of Colorado and Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol. Commercials with a shot of brides kissing at the altar may go back on the Hallmark Channel.
No, I do!
We've helped a million couples plan their weddings.
The ad for the wedding planning site Zola had been pulled following a complaint from conservative group 1 Million Moms. Hallmark Cards CEO Mike Perry issued a statement saying pulling it was the, quote, wrong decision, and the company is sorry for the hurt and disappointment it caused.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy and warm, high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers just about any time today, but the best chance for showers and thunderstorms by this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat, damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, then windy, colder, falling temperatures. Upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Night?
272-9228, this is where we are.
Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees. Whistling tunes that you know and love so.
Chris Wallace did a good job with this. He did. He let him go in a couple of places that he shouldn't have. Mainly the fact that the Horowitz couldn't charge anybody with anything. And also didn't have subpoena power. Also, you can lie to Horowitz and it doesn't matter. So now, was it incompetence or intentionality of what the FBI did?
I want to get to three last questions. Okay. And one of them has to do with how serious what this is. You've talked a lot about mistakes or sloppiness. Horowitz concludes three separate teams made significant errors in four separate FISA applications on one of the FBI's most significant cases. I mean, the investigation of President Trump and his campaign.
President Trump was not being investigated. His campaign was not being investigated. Four Americans, two of whom were no longer associated with the campaign, were being investigated.
Okay. He was asked how he explains it. Horowitz, here he is.
It's unclear what the motivations were. On the one hand, gross incompetence, negligence. On the other hand, intentionality.
Gross negligence, or they intended to do it. They intended to lie to the FISA court. You were in charge during a lot of this, sir. And in fact, you signed the FISA applications.
Sure. I think I signed at least two or three of them. He doesn't conclude that there was intentional misconduct by these career special agents.
No, he just says it's one of two things and he can't decide. Gross negligence or it was intentional misconduct. Well, that's what he said.
I've read his report. He says, we are not concluding that there was intentional misconduct by FBI.
Did you hear what he just said here?
I did. I don't know the context of that.
He was asked specifically, how do you explain it? And he said, gross negligence or intentionality.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. He doesn't find intentionality, but that doesn't make it any less important. As director, you are responsible
for
this.
What is it?
I was responsible for this, and if I were still there, I'd be doing what Chris Wray is doing, is figuring out, so how did this happen, and is it systemic? Because that's the scariest thought.
If you were still there, and all of this came out, and it turned out it happened on your watch, would you resign?
What?
No, I don't think so. There were mistakes I consider more consequential than this during my tenure, and the important thing is to be transparent about it and then look to fix it and explain to the American people how you fix it.
What were the other mistakes that are more consequential than the FISA application? Was that an admission of something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the more you see Comey responding to this Horowitz report in this way...
He didn't define what intentionality was.
It seemed, I think, politically dumb for Trump to fire James Comey when he did. But the more you find out from this report and Comey's reaction to it, Trump did the right thing.
He did. This guy is totally, he's either inept or incompetent.
Yeah.
Or both.
Or he's self-serving. He's up to something.
Yeah, let me tell you where he's just messed up is when he said the FISA application was about two Americans, not the Trump campaign, who were no longer working with the Trump campaign. And here's going to be the question. Did anybody get picked up that was still involved in the Trump campaign, i.e. Jeff Sessions, i.e. Michael Flynn? Now, they're going to say, well, Michael Flynn was because he was listening, he was talking to the Russian ambassador to U.S., well, also, what else do they listen to?
And also, if you aren't doing this to the president-elect slash president, why are you memorializing every conversation you have with them? Why are agents in defensive intelligence briefings, as shown in Horowitz's report, now reporting back what's being said in that meeting to the Crossfire Hurricane team?
This is really crazy. And let me tell you what. I walked away from this interview with, he is guilty as hell. And I hope he pays a big price for this thing. The more I watched of him, the less I liked of him. Let's see who this is. John. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon. I was just going to get your opinion. Comey doing an interview on Fox, do you think he was going to do that? And thinking he was going to get ahead of the story? And was he expecting Chris Wallace to throw him softballs, or because it looked like Chris Wallace ate his lunch to me?
Yeah, Chris Wallace was pretty strong on there. He wasn't. I think he could have been stronger, but he was pretty strong. This is what I think Comey thinks. Comey thinks he's the smartest guy in the world, and he knows a lot more than everybody else does. So what he does is he just deflects and does rope-a-dope and. You know, well, it depends. You know, I don't know what he meant by intentionality. Well, let's go get our Webster Dictionary and let's go look it up that somebody was intentional about what they did. And then he says, well, it didn't say that. Oh, yes, it did. It said that.
Yeah, another is.
Exactly.
What is.
I mean, it's Comey came out of this thing very unlikable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing.
And very guilty.
Just the Florida attorney. Former Florida attorney.
Pam Bundy? I did.
Yeah, she ate his lunch as well.
Yeah, she chewed him up and also chewed Chuck Schumer up, too.
One other question I've got before I let you go is I see all these news articles with impeachment. The polls are in favor of it all of a sudden. Where are they getting these numbers? Because I know we live in a conservative area, but I don't know anybody. Personally, I don't believe it's in favor of impeachment and or in opposition of the president, and especially in light of everything that's came out recently.
Well, what you're
nobody told me.
What you're referring to, I believe, is the Fox poll that came out yesterday. And the problem is when you're doing register voters and you're not doing likely voters and your tabs are not adequately showing, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, the poll gets skewed. And I think the polling is way skewed, particularly when you look at kind of middle America. And just take California and New York out of the equation. And just a general population saying, yeah, I think he should be impeached and removed. What the hell do they know? They say that, and then they turn around and say, America's not paying attention to this thing. They don't know anything about it. There was a poll thing I saw where they asked five questions about impeachment. People didn't know, you know, what country did the telephone call have to do with? Now, that's a pretty serious question, right? Less than 40% of the people could answer that question. Less than 40% of the people.
The nincompoopery is strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 64% don't know anything. They don't know it was a Ukraine telephone call?
Well, I may be wrong, but in my opinion, it's going to be come November of next year, it's going to be a repeat of what just happened in London.
I think we're right on track for that. And the more I watch Joe Scarborough and some of these others, they are doing themselves some serious damage by the way that they're talking about that. Even Donnie Deutsch said, I don't believe one single one of these polls here. And if we buy in the fact that Elizabeth Warren can beat Donald Trump, we're crazy. Because he can't.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you. Okay. Carter Page, and they lied about the FBI, so Comey said. They lied. Lying Fox.
A couple of final questions. As you know, Attorney General Barr has been harshly critical of how the FBI conducted this entire operation. Here's how he reacted to the IG's findings of whatever you want to call it in the handling of the FISA applications.
These irregularities, these misstatements, these omissions were not satisfactorily explained. And I think that leaves open the possibility to infer bad faith.
Given the repeated errors, some would say abuses, of the FISA process, does Attorney General Barr have a point?
No. He does not have a factual basis as the Attorney General of the United States to be speculating that agents acted in bad faith. The facts just aren't there. Full stop. That doesn't make it any less consequential, any less important, but that's an irresponsible statement.
Finally, here's President Trump, and there's how he reacted to the IG report on the FBI investigation.
They've destroyed the lives of people that were great people. That are still great people. Their lives have been destroyed by scum, okay? By scum.
I'd like your response to that. And I'd like you specifically, because you said the other day, where does former FBI lawyer Lisa Page go to get her reputation back? Where does Carter Page go, the target of these FISA warrants and surveillance, where does he go to get his reputation back?
It's a great question. Carter Page was treated unfairly, most significantly by his name being made public. He's a United States citizen, and it never should have been made public, and that's an outrage. But that statement is just a continuation of the lies about the FBI. The FBI is an honest, apolitical organization. Remember the treason. Remember the spying. Remember all of us going to jail. That was false information that your viewers and millions of others were given. My own mother-in-law was worried I was going to jail. I kept telling her, look, it's all made up. It's all made up. Don't worry about it. But I couldn't say that publicly for 2 years. Well, now I'm saying it on behalf of the FBI. It was all made up. And I hope people will stare at that and learn about what the FBI is like, human and flawed, but deeply committed to trying to do the right thing.
One piece of advice for James Comey, just wait on the Durham report and see what it says.
Yes.
Because the Inspector General does not have the power to prosecute, cannot put anybody under oath. He is doing an administrative report, which, in my humble opinion, was really damning to him and to the FBI.
And I really think, and I imagine you know this too, Dan, I think that July 31st date of the start date of all this, it's documented bullcrap. It was well documented that was the start. It's bullcrap.
Yeah. Well, they went in and had they touched Papadopoulos in Europe back in March.
Right. And all these confidential human sources, what normal people would call spies, yeah, they were operating back in March, that time frame, too.
News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. We'll be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Joey, get your hand on the dump bucket button. We got Happy Yankee coming up here. He may fly off the handle. Happy Yankee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you today?
Hey, good. I'm well. After listening to Chris Wallace's thing, I'm like really delusional. I don't know what's going on. But I tell you this though, I am now more convinced than anything that James Comey is a narcissist. I mean, that's if. And I know you have friends in the federal government. If you ask anybody, any of your friends that are agents in the federal government, what would happen to them if they misrepresented or skewed facts? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they skewed facts or they misled a federal judge in Montgomery, what would happen to them? You know, I think it would be, they would say, that it's just their career would be over and they would be subject to prosecution. And this Chris Wallace thing, you know, I started losing Chris Wallace as a fan. Well, I started not being a fan of Chris Wallace, but he really did a good interview with Comey. But here's the deal. This whole thing, I mean, he's rationalizing his answers.
He really is.
To Chris Wallace. That's all he's doing. He's rationalizing his answers to minimize the damage that he's going to face. And one important thing that nobody's talking about is this. Unlike the investigation into the president, no one's talking about what Durham's doing because there's no leaks. There's no information coming out. It's almost like they're in their own little cocoon. And they're looking at things, and there's no leaks. There's nothing, unlike when President Trump was being investigated, which tells me that there are some very, very, very good agents that probably are saying, you know, what happened with Trump is really bad, and we're not going to make this mistake here. We're going to do it the right way. But, you know, I just can't, I can't even fathom this. I mean, I just cannot fathom this is happening. And Comey is like, I'm telling you, he's a narcissist. It's all about James Comey.
Now, you told me that when you're interviewing somebody, you can kind of look at them and tell whether they're lying. Do you think Comey was lying?
Well, I didn't see the interview because I was, heard about it this morning. I did a little bit of research, and that's why I text you about what he said. Well, when Wallace asked him, well, if you were director now, would you do that? And I think he said something to the effect of, well, there were more egregious issues, and egregious is my term, that needs to be looked at. So my question is, well, I mean, it's a more egregious issue than lying to the FISA court? So I'm just wondering right now, like, what's he talking about?
Yeah.
You know, what else was there that's even worse than this? Is it, could it have been, you know, the Benghazi investigation? Could it have been
maybe the Boston bombers? I don't know.
I don't know. Could it have been that, there's other things that he's talking about that are even worse than this under his watch?
Yeah, he may have confessed.
I mean, you know that part I'm talking about in the interview.
Yeah, I pointed
Chris
that out.
Didn't probe it. I mean, he didn't push the issue, or maybe just missed it. But I'm like, this is like, he is a narcissist, and I'm just telling you, I just think that he's going to be in Durham's wheelhouse. Or he's in Durham's wheelhouse, and they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, one of the questions, if I were Chris Wallace, is asked him, have you been interviewed by Durham yet?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, that would have been a great question, but he didn't do it, you know. So,
well, his answer would be, I can't talk about an ongoing investigation.
Yes, you can. I just cannot believe.
Yeah, you can.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can talk about an ongoing investigation. Go ahead.
You know, he's parsing his words.
Yep, absolutely.
And I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, by no means. But, I mean, you have to be, I mean, what's that bird that sticks his head in the sand? Ostrich?
Yeah.
Sticks his head in the sand and, like, just let things go away? He's sticking his head in the damn sand right here, and he's trying to figure out the best way to protect himself and just not tell the damn truth. That's it. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, he's in denial because I tell you what, I think he's gonna get run down, and I want to know, did Durham talk to him yet? Because what he tried to do is, by making Fox wrong, he tried to make himself right, and what he basically said is, Fox was wrong. They said I was going to jail. I'm not going to jail. But he didn't say, well, the IG or the Chris didn't point out, well, the IG doesn't have the power to send you to jail. That's all he had to say.
He's parsing his words. The IG doesn't have the authority to take him to jail or put him in jail or
even all they can do is refer him.
Right, right. And you know, this is a great news. I'm telling you right now. You just ask some of your FBI buddies. I work with FBI agents, and they are some of the most stand-up people that I've ever met. And it's almost like it's just a small group. Well, it is. It appears to be a small group of people from the same organization that are driven for the same goal. And they have isolated themselves. They have become their own little cell, if you will, group that are all in agreement to do one thing. And that's, you know,
get Trump. Yep.
You know, that's all it is. I mean, I said I'm not a smart guy, but this, I mean, I have no answer. I mean, I have no more words for this whole thing. Because I know the guys that I know in the FBI, they're great guys. And they would never be part or parcel to anything that's going on here.
Yeah, this was the top echelon of the FBI doing a bad thing. And then what they try to do is that when you criticize them, you're criticizing all the FBI and know that no, we're not, and no, they're not. The FBI, right. I tell you, the guy's got to do something about this is Ray. The director Ray has got to get off his butt and do something.
Well, I don't even know what his involvement is or not, but Rosenstein,
yeah.
He's the one, Rosenstein, whatever you want to say it, you know, he's the one, and here's the deal. If Rosenstein goes down or he starts getting subpoenaed, he's put on the record and he responds truthfully, that's Comey's Waterloo.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of other people. I think McCabe and some other folks.
Exactly.
Happy Yankee. I've got to go. I'm against a hard...